Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So thank you for hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. And this is what's about happening in the state of Denmark. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark. Not really, unless you're watching Hamlet, which I never have. Anyway, the Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, has tendered her resignation. So she called an early election. She thought things were going quite well. The economy was humming along all right. You know, Denmark's the happiest country in the world by their sort of human happiness index. For several years running, superb public services, a very clean environment, low crime, long life expectancy. What more do you want? So if you're unemployed, you get loads of money. Why would you bother to work? High pensions, all the rest of it. Outstanding education. 90% of Danes speak English, usually fluent English. Speaking English there is not part of being an educated person. It's part of being any person and so on. Moreover, she'd stood up to Donald J. Trump. So Greenland is part of the Kingdom of Denmark. That's it. Nuh-uh, no way, no negotiation, and we will defend it. Fortunately for her, Trump has moved on to another victim, and that's Iran, who could yet come back for Greenland. So they're doing all right in the opinion polls. Her personal approval rating wasn't bad. So she decided to call an early election. Her party's been in office since 2019, but she didn't do as well as the opinion polls suggested. She won 22% of the vote. Now, her party's still got the most seats, yeah, and is part of a left-wing coalition. And she's the second woman to be Prime Minister of Denmark. I think it was another Social Democrat. I can't remember the other one's name, but she's got sort of a three-name thing. She's married to Stephen Kinnock, son of the former Labour Party leader in the United Kingdom, Neil Kinnock. So that's it. She's not entirely happy, Miss Frederiksen, but she did notice it's her party still has the biggest vote share. The fascinating thing is the way the duopoly, which dominated Danish politics for a century, Venstre, which was kind of a liberal party, and the Social Democrats, they both did quite badly, replicating something seen in the United Kingdom. The duopoly, Conservatives and Labour, which had dominated politics for over a century, they're weaker now than ever before, had a lower share of the vote. So the Green Party has taken over with 10% of the vote, Venstre dropping to about 8% of the vote. So this would have been the third term she's going for as prime minister, but it wasn't to be. I mean, I think she's going to still lead on the party. They're sort of 84 seats, if you put the red block together, putting all the leftist parties, opposed to the blue block, which is 77 seats between various right-wing parties. So you need 90 seats to get a majority, 179-seat parliament. But you can have a minority government. So the kingmakers are the moderate party with only 14 seats. So it's led by Lars Løkke Rasmussen. So he might come back. Will he come back as prime minister, even though he leads a relatively small party? And he met the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to tell him, no, sorry, you can't have Greenland. It's ours, and so on. So that had gone down well in Denmark. So we're going to see what's happened. So Denmark have been big on supporting Ukraine. Obviously, a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the European Union. They still retain the Danish krona, the Danish crown, as their currency. And so for a country of 5 million people, it really punches above its weight. And she's known around the world. The country that gave us Carlsberg, what else? Lego and animal porn. You know, what else could you want? Danish bacon, things like that. Goodness. So one thing, if you do go to Denmark, don't ask for Animal Farm, okay? Do not ask for Animal Farm. You will not get the George Orwell novel. I'll say no more. So Mette Frederiksen, I don't think we can write her political obituary. She's probably got a big future in Danish politics. She could even come back as leader in several years' time as prime minister. Awesome of the role. She was there, the one who ushered the new king into Christian X, the king of Denmark. Well, what do you think? Does she have a creditable record? She's often flying around for international meetings. Did she neglect domestic politics because she was so focused on her global role? And then she was firm on illegal immigration. We're not allowing that. If you come to Denmark illegally, claim asylum, we're going to confiscate your valuables, your jewelry, and so on, whilst we process your claim. Nobody's got sentimental value. Tough. You told me we're saving your life. You want to go and die wherever it is? No. You're going to have to contribute. You're going to have to pay off your costs. So that firm and sensible approach, taking the burden off taxpayers, obviously met with howls of outrage for leftists who wanted to open the borders and said, no, the taxpayers got to foot the bill forever for millions of people coming illegally from other countries. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.